Get around no password.
I'm sorry?
No, it's fine. It's nothing.
Okay. Are you recording? Okay, good. Let's start. So, Gimel, Achila Shulchan Achad. See it? So, it says here, Achila Shulchan Achad, Tiknu Chachamim, Shebe'et She'adam Ochel Ma'achal Bisari, Lo Yiyeh Munach Al Shulchano Ma'achal Chalavi. So, the rabbis established that at the time when a person is eating a meat food, he should not have a dairy food on his table at the same time. Uva'et Shu Ochel Ma'achal Chalavi, Lo Yiyeh Munach Al Shulchano Ma'achal Bisari. Same idea. That he should not have any dairy, any meat food on his table when he is eating dairy. Kedei shelo yit'eh le'ochlam yachad. So he doesn't make a mistake to come to eat them together. Okay, so no meat and milk. You shouldn't have meat and milk on the same table. Hey, Johnny, how are you?
Baruch Hashem, I haven't seen you for the Gemara Brachot. What happened?
When, tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, so he says, so you shouldn't have the meat and the milk.
Did I miss anything, or we just started?
So I'll read the first two lines again, okay?
Okay.
Tiknu chachamim, the rabbis established, shebe'et she'adam ochel ma'achal b'sari, at the time when a person is eating a meat food, lo yeh munach al shulchano ma'achal chalavi, he shouldn't have dairy on his table. Uva'et shu ochel ma'achal chalavi, when he has dairy on the table, lo yeh munach al shulchano ma'achal b'sari, he shouldn't have any meat on the table. So he doesn't make a mistake and come to eat them together. Okay? Velo rak basar behema bechlal hayisur, el af basar of vechaya. So it doesn't just apply to beef, but even if you have chicken or a chaya, which we said last week that the basar bechalav is only midrabanan in those cases. So nevertheless, even in those cases, you should not eat them on the same table as the other species. Aval mutar lemi she'achal basar la'achin ma'achalei chalav lifnei she'avru alav shesh shaot. However, they didn't say that within 6 hours of eating one, you're not allowed to start preparing the other. That's not a problem.
Wait, I have a question for you. Now we're having a dislike case going up in there every year on Chag Shavuot. There were some people, they have a minhag to eat dairy. There are some people, they won't have meat. And some people, they won't have both. You want to eat first, you want to eat first dairy, then go eat meat. What's the option for that?
So they're definitely different minhagim, and all the minhagim have their basis. I think most people try to, the custom, I think most people try to have one of their meals to be a dairy meal. I think that's... And there's a mitzvah. Some people say it's deraita. Some people say it's derabanan to eat cheesecake in the morning. There are those who say deraita. Most people say it's only derabanan to eat cheesecake in the morning. So I'm just joking. So anyway, so yeah, so people eat dairy. They have their, you know, a kiddush. They have dairy. They'll have one dairy meal. That's what most people do. But the Ramah says the reason why we have two dairy meals, the reason why we have dairy meals is to specifically so you'll have a dairy meal and then followed by a meat meal at the, you know, one near the other, and you'll have to use two different loaves of bread, which we'll get to later on in Basar B'Chalav, Ezrat Hashem. You'll have to use two different loaves of bread. So that's why it's which sounds like they were having a dairy meal and they tipper Amazon and then have a meat meal right afterwards. That's what it sounds like. But I think the most people have the custom is that they'll have meat and dairy. They'll, you know, they'll have one of their meals will be a dairy meal. I think that's what most people have the custom.
Okay.
Anyways, so he says here, okay, anyway, so back to this. So he says, Mipnei shatakana noada l'shamesh siyag b'fnei achila shnei haminim yachad, because the purpose of the takana is so you don't eat the two together. V'lo l'shmirat tamtana bin achilat basar l'achilat chalav. However, it was not established as a meat, as a means towards protecting the waiting between the two. It's made to keep people from eating the two together, but it wasn't necessarily made as a protection to help people from waiting after one before eating the other. Next, Tiknu chachamim shegam shnei anashim shemakirim ze et ze lo yochlu al shulchan achad ze basar vze chalav shema yivo echad lechol mima'achal chaviro nefsa ochel basar im chalav. So even if the two people know each other, I guess, if they know each other, I guess it, maybe somehow it would make it better. So they should not eat together. Avalo asru al shnei anashim zarim shehizdamnu lemakom echal lechol shulchan echad. However, this does not apply to people who don't know each other. Zeb, they want to eat on the same table. Zeb asar v'zechalav v'nesh adam zar. In regular, you told me achal mishal shechino. Right? It's very unusual if two people they don't know each other to be eating at the same table, and one guy starts, scooping his food into the other guy's food, or a guy takes a French fry off the other guy's plate. That's really unusual. So therefore, since we're not really concerned about that, so people do who don't know each other, it's allowed. They can eat at the same table. Im shnei anashim shemakirim ze ze. If they place a sim, a heker, a sign to remind them not to eat from each other's foods, they can eat on one table. Okay, so here are the heterim, right? So far, one heter is that they don't know each other. One heter is if they have a heker. They have something on the table between them that will remind them not to eat from each other's foods. Nitan laniach lesiman keli o ma'achal she'in v'gilin laniach sham. So you can put anything on the table, anything you know that's not normally on the table. V'chein lifros mapa nifredet le'achad mehem, if one of them has his own tablecloth.
So you're saying that a person that he's sitting around the table with that person, you know each other, they know each other, that's a sur.
Correct. And if they don't know each other, then it's mutar. And okay, even if they know...
And then you're saying that another side, you're saying a person, another person, he doesn't know each other, then it's mutar, right?
Right, because we're not concerned that they're going to come to eat each other's food. Exactly. And even right. In the case where they know each other, so then if they have some sort of sign on the table to remind them not to eat from each other's food, so then that's okay. Or if they have a tablecloth, that's okay also.
Is there a concept that you always have to put a tablecloth if you have like
one? I think there is a custom that if you have your table usually will be either dairy, you treat your table basically as dairy or meat, but then for the other one, you use a tablecloth. I'm not sure if it's required, but I think there is such a custom.
I didn't know what the sort of, I've seen people do it, but I think also different if it's like a wood table or...
Right, so glass should be different because glass is not bolea anyways. So l'chora, just like you can use glass, let's say drinking cups for meat and milk together, so you should be able to use a glass table. But still, sometimes the table doesn't get cleaned well. There's residue on the table, especially if you have little kids and the food gets all over the place. It's a commendable idea to try to use either tablecloths or placemats or something for either meat or dairy, whichever one. Okay. So he quotes some of the Acharonim who say that if they're sitting at a distance from each other, also that's okay, because they're not going to reach into each other's food. Okay, similar to what we said above, is that if you have if you're within 6 hours, and even if you're eating something that's not meat or dairy, as long as what you're eating is not meat or dairy, you are allowed to sit at the same table with somebody else who's eating meat or dairy. So even if I just ate, let's say, dairy, and I'm sitting at the table with somebody who's eating meat, and I'm actually eating myself, I'm just not eating dairy, then that's okay.
So the whole chashash is eating it together.
Exactly. Okay, so let's see what he says here, footnote number 3. Yesh matirim aide siman gam liachid leachol basar al shulchan shiyesh lo chalav. So some people say that if you have a siman, even if you're by yourself, interesting, you're allowed to eat meat on a table that has dairy on it, right? Meaning, we said so far that the siman was used when you have two people. But here he's saying...
I didn't understand. You're talking about a table, is a dairy table, or you're saying a meat and dairy on the table at the same time?
We're talking about meat and dairy on the table at the same time. Meaning, I'm eating dairy, and there's meat on the table, or I'm eating meat... and there's dairy on the table. So one should not do that. So we said in the paragraph above, he said that if you have a siman, you have a sign that reminds them, then it's okay. Even if you have meat and dairy, if two people are eating meat, one's eating meat, one's eating dairy, it's okay. So he's saying here in the footnote that some people say that even if you're by yourself and you have meat and dairy on the table at the same time, your a siman would work. There are bim osrim, and many say it does not work. Mipnei shirak lishnei anashim hasiman moil. Only for two people it helps.
Can I give you an example?
Okay, let me just finish this paragraph, okay. And then I'll hear your example. Okay.
Okay.
So he says, "Shim echad yishkach ma'asiman, chaviro yiskor mi'mano mi'isur." That if one of them forgets, then his friends will remind him. Okay, so it's machloket achronim whether a sign works with one person. So this actually comes out to be very important because if you're eating dairy by yourself on the table and there's meat there, right? Then according to this opinion, that a siman doesn't work. So then you actually have to remove the meat. You can't just have a tablecloth or a placemat or something like that. You actually have to remove the meat from the table, which is very interesting. Okay, let's just read these two lines and then I'll take your question, Johnny, or your comment. You're allowed to have raw meat. People don't eat raw meat. But the fact that it's in a bag, okay, unless it's really wrapped up well and it's going to require a lot of effort to get it out, so then it's allowed. But otherwise, just the fact that it's wrapped is not enough to allow it. Okay, sorry, Johnny. What do you want to say?
I want to share to you something like on the Shabbat table, you see you have a candle right on the table. So one person, he by himself, he knows that he cannot be go close to the candle to read a book from it. You might go play with the candle. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I'm saying that if you have a meat and dairy on the table on the table at the same time, he might go in to grab the
other one.
Yeah, the other one.
Correct. But if there's somebody else at the table and he has a siman, then it's okay. When it comes to the candle, so having somebody else to remind him by itself is enough. When it comes to the basar b'chalav, you need somebody else at the table and you have to have some sort of siman, some sort of reminder. That's what I mean. And it seems to be the other person has to be eating also. I mean, that's what it sounds like, but I'm not 100% sure.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Next. I mean, if you make the other person a shomer, so some people say that works also. Okay. Next. This is actually very, halachadah is actually very relevant for the holiday of Shavuot. Gazru chachamim shelo lalush batzek shel lechem bechalav. So the rabbis made a gezerah that you shouldn't make a dairy dough, a dairy bread. Shema yishkechu shalechem chalavi yavo lo'ochlo in basar, because they may forget that it's dairy, they'll come to eat it with meat. V'chein chazur shalolush oto b'shuman basar, don't use any of the fats, only the grease from the meat. Shema yishkechu shalechem basar yavo lo'ochlo im chalav, you may forget that it is meat, come to eat it with dairy. Ta'u v'lashu batzek shalechem b'chalav o b'shuman basar. So if they made a mistake and they did it, they mixed either milk or meat into the bread. Gazru chachamim shalechem asur be'achila. The rabbis made a gezerah that you're not allowed to eat it. Okay, now ha'isur hu lachin lechem she'ochlim b'meshech yoter misudachat. So this gezerah is if you're going to provide, you're going to prepare bread for more than one meal. However, if it's for one meal, so we're not concerned that you're going to forget. We'll assume that you'll finish it in that one meal, and you're not going to come to mix it up later on to come to use it for a.
We need one meal. You're saying only for chalavi or basari?
Either one, whatever it is. Meaning, if I make chalavi bread, and it's the amount that I would eat in one meal, that's okay. If I make basari bread, it's the amount that I'd eat in one meal, it's okay, because we're not concerned that I'm going to forget. If it's chalavi bread, so then I'll eat it in the chalavi meal. If it's bisari bread, I'll eat it in the bisari meal and I'll finish it. I'm not going to leave anything over for the next meal.
I see.
Nobody argues that? I thought you can't make dairy bread at all.
Oh, so it sounds like in small quantities, it's permitted. In small quantities. That's the many folks can bring that down. Well, I assume in the footnote, he'll quote a source for this. You're allowed to prepare either dairy bread or meat bread when you change the form of the bread. If they see that it's unusually shaped, they're going to ask, is this meat? Is this dairy? What's going on? However, for baking, so that people may not notice, and therefore it's a problem. That's what you'll see, like in bakeries, they'll often have a different color tray when they're selling dairy. Like let's say they have cheese danishes, right? So they'll put it on a different color tray in the bakery, or the shape will be recognizable that people know that it's cheese danishes. I mentioned last week that in Israel, right, the potato burekas are always square, and the cheese burekas are always triangle. So people will have a heker, will recognize that these are parv and these are dairy.
There's a break, because it's also with the triangle, with the potato and the cheese also.
Meaning their breakers that have potato and cheese in them?
Yeah.
Well, those I assume they also make triangle, no? Or they make it some other shape that people would recognize them.
This is only if you make the dough dairy, not if you put like cheese on a piece.
No. So it could be that if you can't easily tell from looking at it what it is, that it may even for fillings it may be true.
Okay.
There's actually like a deal in the posting about making deli roll, because deli roll you bake the dough with the meat, and definitely the flavor of the meat goes into the dough. Oh, so. Wow. So some people say that the answer probably is that since if you look at the deli roll, you could tell that there's meat inside. So that's nikar, it's obvious. I'm sorry?
Also, if you make enough for one meal.
Okay, right. If you're going to finish the deli roll in one meal also, correct. Yeah. Okay.
Verak hasher osim. The same thing applies for pizza, no?
Pizza, yeah. But again, pizza is the same thing. You can see it. It's the definitely regular pizza you could see. And if you have like a calzone or something, so if there's cheese inside, you should be able to tell from the sides, like where the calzone opens, that there's cheese in it. If it's completely closed, so then I'm not sure. Maybe just the fact that you're buying it in the pizza store, maybe that by itself is a hecker that is there. I don't know. I'm not sure what to do in that case.
No, you go to the supermarket. There's a the guy who makes the burekas, he's not going to be there the whole time. People go, you know, in Israel, they go in themselves, you know, mush around, you know, taking by one. They don't know which one is which. So
right, so that's why they need to have another siman. Right, they need to have a shape. Right, very good. But even without
shape,
that,
no, the shape it looks at they're all the same. They have two options. We were talking about triangle. There's potato and there's with the cheese. Not together. I mean, they have two options. You have the cheese or you have the potato.
Oh, I don't know. I know in the Mahadran bakeries, they usually have a separate shape. I mean, even triangles, there's two different triangles. There's like a more like, what's it called? Like equilateral triangle is usually the mushroom ones, and more of an isosceles triangle is usually the cheese ones.
Yeah.
Can write a whole book.
Sorry?
Can write a whole book on the different shapes.
Yes, exactly. Okay, use for a geometry textbook. Okay. Anyway, so it says, V'ra kasher osim siman muvhak, shahakol mevinim mimeno shelechem zeh chaliyo b'sari mutar. Nisiman muvhak, like if you, let's say if I, on the bread, I would stamp the word dairy. So then that would be okay, right? So he says, kimo pita shedvuka alei gvinat sehuva o ritzuat basar. Let's say I make pita bread and I attach on the, I bake into the pita bread on the top a piece of cheese or a strip of meat. So then it would be clear that it's either meat or dairy. Okay, ha'isur hu davka belecham shirgilim lochlo im achalim chalavim o basarim. Right, so either bread or crackers that I would normally eat with the other min, aval ugot, but cakes, which is interesting, ushaar ma'afim, mutar la'achin chalavim o bisarim, ho'il uvederach la in ochlim otayim basar o chalav. Not really sure what exactly he means by that.
Also, ice cream also. A lot of people that don't know that about ice cream, there sometimes there has parv and there's chalavi.
Yeah, but that people know to look. Everybody knows that. This is a special gzera by bread and things crackers? That are normal.
So how do they have like dairy crackers?
So that's a good question. So I don't know the answer to that question. Like you're saying like Ritz crackers
right.
or OUD. Right. So that's actually a problem because I know some places that some shuls that they have Ritz crackers and they have the parv ones. And sometimes it can get confusing. People may serve the wrong ones at the Kiddush and they have chalent and it's a mess. It's a mess. So, but it happens to be that they use different color wrappers. I'm not sure if that's on purpose or not, but the Ritz ones, they use like a yellowish wrapper and the parv ones use a clear wrapper. I'm not sure that's on purpose. But it's a good question. I wonder if, one second. Let me do a quick check. Let me just pause the share for 1 second, and let me do a quick check. Ritz crackers, dairy bread. Oops. Halacha. Okay, I don't know. I don't see any obvious articles on this question. Okay, but it's an interesting question about the Ritz crackers. I don't know. Okay, anyway, so let's see footnote number 4.
Maybe it's dairy. Are they fully dairy or it's dairy equipment?
Maybe it's just dairy equipment. I don't know. Okay, so let's see number 4. Oh, yeah. Do you know when it comes up? English muffins. English muffins are OUD. So I've heard that the milk in the English muffins is actually batel b'shishim. Don't act on this. I have heard that the milk in the English muffins is batel b'shishim. They add in a little bit of milk as a preservative, but it's still batel b'shishim, and that's why the OU allows. I'm sorry.
Aren't you not allowed to do that on purpose?
So you're right. You can't. I mean, aim v'adlin yisur lechatchila. But in terms of heter, so heter beheter, I don't think is an issue. Either way, I mean, it's they're not. They're not doing it for the Jews. They're doing it in general. There's even a question in the poskim about, and this is actually a very complicated question, about whether or not you can give hashgacha to something that you know that has not kosher in it, but it's batel. But maybe we'll get to that. We'll get to that later on. So Lamasa, they don't. The kashrut organizations, the major kashrut organizations, do not give hechsher to something that has a known not kosher ingredient in it that is batel. They don't. But it is a discussion in the postgame. Okay, so let's see.
Right, tuna fish.
I'm sorry?
Isn't tuna fish a whole discussion?
Yeah, but tuna fish is not patel. Tuna fish is just could be. That's a discussion whether or not it's kosher at all. Yes.
So okay. something that is batel like that, batel b'shishim, would be dairy or dairy?
No,
or
it would not be dairy. It would be parv. It would probably be able to eat it with meat because I believe you'd be able to eat it with meat because the dairy is already batel. So therefore, you would be allowed to eat it with meat. So, but I think that's the reasoning why they give the hashgacha to the.
How can you do batel shishim on the dairy?
Why? What do you mean?
No, how? How do they do it?
What do you mean? How do they do it?
They read it in 16th.
Right. Exactly. There's. Let me see if I can find this. English muffins, dairy, bread. Halacha. Let's see if there's any articles about this. Oh, here we go. The Yeshiva World. Okay, so let's see what our dear friend Rabbi Yair Hoffman, what he has to say about this.
What's that okay. Cracker again?
Ritz crackers. Okay, so he says here, in a recent OU Kosher Halacha Yomis, the following question was posed. Why does the OU certify dairy English muffins? The OU answered as follows. For many years, the distinctive look of an English muffin was considered an identifiable mark that the product is dairy. Interesting. Today, that is no longer the case, as Parv English muffins have become common. However, the OU certifies English muffins because the percentage of dairy in the muffin is much less than 1 part in 60, and it's batel b'shishim. I heard this either b'shem of Shechter or from of Shechter once. And he's the postik for the OU. So Pischei Tshuva writes that one may bake dairy bread provided that the dairy ingredients are nullified and do not give taste. While we are not permitted by halacha to intentionally nullify an agreement, right? That's what you said, Emil, right? It's bitul isur lechatchila. The prohibition relates to non-kosher ingredients and not to milk, which is inherently kosher. So that would be very good. So you'd be allowed to, even you yourself, you'd be allowed to make for yourself bread, put less than 1/60th of dairy in it, and you'd be allowed to, presumably, I assume, eat that bread with meat also. I assume you could eat the meat with bread also.
There's a cracker called Ritz crackers. They also have OUD on it.
I know, that was the question I was trying to figure out. I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know.
They have bacon on it. They're called bacon Ritz. That's what they're called.
Interesting. Okay, I don't know. But it sounds here that he says here, the Kaf HaChaim writes that since it's a debate, one should be stringent and not do so, even if they're shishim. Oh, wow. Okay. So, because this is the case. It would seem rather that if milk was placed in dough and the dough is 60 times the amount of volume of the milk, they actually have a debate amongst the poskim. Rav Yosef Trani, the author of Maharit, permits since it was nullified in 60. The Chavos Das permits as well. Both are cited by the Pischei Tshuva. However, both Rav Yonasan Eibshitz and his Crazy Placing or Shlomo Eger is Gilyon Maharsha forbidden and right that it does not become nullified. The Beis Meir, contemporary Rekiv Eger, asks why would it not be nullified, just as why milk and meat become nullified. Okay, good question. So he says here, some say that since it is a permitted substance mixed with a permitted substance, we do not apply the standard rules of nullification. There is a klal called heter beheter lo batel. Another possibility is that it is on account of a fine, knas. The Kaf HaChaim writes that since it is a debate, one should be stringent and not to do so, even if there is a shishim. Which is interesting, because it's a din derabanan, so it's interesting that he wants to be machmir on this machloket poskim. The Chachmat Adam writes that when there's a doubt as to whether it has a taste of milk, one may taste it. Okay, you can taste it and see if it has the taste of milk. Interesting. Now, if the milk was purposely put in the dough, Rav Avraham Chaim Einhorn, the author of Atzei HaOlah, writes that even when there is 60 times the volume of milk, it is forbidden. He writes, however, that if it was done by accident, it would be allowed to. Okay, we see from the above issue that the issue is a matter of great debate in the Achronim. Sfaradim follow Kaf HaChaim, Ashkenazim follow the rulings of Kilyon Maharsha, as a matter of course should avoid it. Wow, good to know. Okay, this is all the background. If you have a specific shape, and
this is for what?
Interesting. So he's giving the background for this whole dairy milk thing. It's interesting. Apparently, there's a trend to start eating English muffins with hamburgers. So don't claim that people don't eat English muffins with meat, because apparently it's becoming quite popular to have your English muffins with hamburgers. Okay, good to know. Okay, so apparently this whole English muffin thing is not so clear-cut. It's actually machloket poskim as to whether or not you could allow the English muffins. Okay, now, so let's see what he says here in the footnote.
Well, Hark, we are allowed to, or we're not allowed to eat an English muffin?
It's a machloket. The Kaf HaChaim says you should be machmir. So you should not have, you should not eat.
Kaf HaChaim, he wasn't that time when the English muffin was.
No, the Kaf HaChaim wasn't talking about English muffins. He was just talking about bread that has less than 1/60th of it as milk. Are you allowed to eat the bread or not?
Oh, okay.
Kaf HaChaim says, since it's a machloket amongst the poskim, it's better to be machmir.
He's talking about eating it in general? Or
eating in general, yes. Is it kosher or is it not kosher? Forget about eating it with meat. Is it kosher or is it not kosher? So the Kaf HaChaim says that it's better to be machmir and not to eat it with meat. Okay. But again, I think there may be other factors to...
Which Kaf HaChaim you're talking about? Chaim Sofer?
Chaim Sofer, yes.
Okay.
So let's see the sugiya. Psachim Lamed Vav Amaral. Tanya. Ein lashin et ha'isa bechalav v'imlash kol ha'patas ram v'nei hergel avera. Okay, it's Gemara Masechet Psachim. You cannot knead the dough with milk, and if you do, everything is asur. B'arashav ha'gemara sh'mutar lush bechalav ke'en tura. If it's the shape of a tura, like the shape of an ox, it's okay. Rashi says, me'at be'oven shu ochel miyad bevatachat. So ke'en tura, he translated as you eat it right away. You're not going to forget that it is dairy. Ule Rambam, according to Rambam, perush sheyesh bo shinui nikar sheimna michshol. L'maaseh shnei perushim itkablu v'day be'echad mehem kedei latir. It's interesting. Even though it's two different interpretations of the Gemara, but we rely on either interpretation of the Gemara lekula to be lenient to allow one to eat the bread. Okay. Anyway, so he says, one second, let me just switch something. One second.
Does it only apply for Sephardim or also Ashkenazim?
No, so I'm saying, so if you want to be machmir like the Kaf HaChaim, so then it would apply to Sfaradim. And meaning again, if you want to be machmir for the Kaf HaChaim, so
the Kaf HaChaim, you say it's better not to eat it.
Yeah, I mean that's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. The Kaf HaChaim says better not to eat it. Okay. Anyways, so he says here that. Anyway, so we follow, even though it's two different interpretations of the Gemara, we follow either interpretation to be mekel. Okay, enough to eat in one meal, it's okay. Upireish hakavana shiochal et hakol besudas mucha, eat it all in one meal. Omnam harama hitir lechora lalush pat chalavit or besarit, bishur shigmor b'meshech yimama, as long as you finish it in a day, hainu pat chalavit, שיגמרו במשך חג השבועות ופג בשרית שיגמרו בשבת. Okay, so they used to have some custom to make dairy bread on Shavuot, meat bread for Shabbat. As long as you finish it within the day, it's okay. ומקורו בהגעות שערי דורה שהובא בבית יוסף. The source is in הגעות שערי דורה that's brought in the Beit Yosef.
Wow, this is interesting.
חוכמת אדם, חבודת וערוך השולחן. ואפשר לבאר שלא נחלקו. So you could explain that it's not a machloket. During the week, only for the next meal. But if you're doing it for purposes of Shabbat or the Chag, gam letzorech yimama mutar, for the purposes of a day, it would be okay.
So Shabbat could be falling the thing on Chag Shavuot.
Yes, you're right. Shabbat does fall out on Shavuot this year. You couldn't do both. Yes, so I guess both customs in theory could apply. Okay. Anyways, so ha'il v'achanot lahem na'aso mitoch tichnon u'machshava v'yoter zochrim et apat chalavit o'besarit u'v'kach anu poskim v'shtei ha'shitot v'fi v'mashav v'yosef. Okay. So he tries to defend the how it's not really a contradiction. So he says that since on Shabbat and Yom Tov, you're more thoughtful about the way you prepare your food. So in that case, you'll be allowed to eat dairy bread or meat bread as long as you're going to finish it in the course of the day. However, during the week, it should be done in the following meal if you want to be able to eat it.
So you can make a dairy or meat challah for that.
Correct. And according to the Ramah, you could do it for that Shabbat, but I would recommend only doing it for the next for the next meal. Okay. So let's say they produced a lot of bread. It becomes asur. Ladat rov haposkim asur lechakol anashim rabim lekol hakeshur sudata akrova. So in theory, this would be a great out, right? If I were to be able to divide it amongst many people, each one will have it for one meal, so that would be a good way of being matir, my forbidden bread. So that's what the primigadim, the primigadim and chavodat both say it's asur. Yesh omrim sh'avim yizroka kol chutz mishur misuda achat, halecha hanotah usara krova asur ho'il kfar nesar. And the Chamuni Daniel says that even if we were to throw out the rest of the bread and just leave enough for one meal, still asur. But Rav Malame thinks you can be makel by throwing out most of it and just leaving a little bit at the end. Rav Boskim mutar limkor legoy talechem haasur. Okay, interesting. Most poskim say it's not asur b'hana'ah, and I'm not concerned that he's going to go and sell it to a Jew. So I would be allowed to sell it to a non-Jew. Okay. Legabe asiman katav Rashba, regarding the siman on the bread, the Rashba says shal yado yizkeru lishol ha'im hapat chalavit o bisarit. Once it has a siman on the bread, they'll remember to ask whether it's meat or whether it's dairy. Ela shesiman shemukar lebnei abayit eino mukar lanshei acharim lachin katu acharim shein lachin pat chalavit im siman kedei lemochra. Right, but if you're siman, you may be a siman in the house. Everybody in the house knows that, oh, this is the unusual bread. We have to find out whether it's meat or milk. But if you're selling something in the market, people don't necessarily know. And some people allow it if the siman is nikar. Okay, so if it's something that everybody knows, so then that would be okay. Like if you write the word dairy on the bread, right? So that would be okay. I'm pretty sure a lot of the dairy cookies that have, there are some dairy cookies that have like either Hamish Hashkachas or like Israeli Badatz Hashkachos. So I think those, they write Chalavi on the actual cookie themselves. Like sometimes you'll see like Elite makes chocolate covered dairy, Chalavi Israel cookies, things like that. So I think most of those, they write the word chalavi embossed onto the product itself, so there's a very clear siman.
You know what really bothered me, as Rav Simon, in Israel, you go to a canyon, you go to a mall. There's a place you have having a thing. There's a food place you could eat for the take the
like
kids.
A food court or something. Okay.
Yeah. So their table is they have two options. You have a meat and the dairy also. There's the restaurant, they're all mixed around where their their tables are. They're all they have options where people could sit anywhere they want. There's no separation.